Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Democratic Union concerned with President Ijilama's role in Lungu funeral dispute. Ministry of Health launches the 2025 Child Health Week. In foreign news, Rwanda and DR Congo agree draft peace deal to end conflict. And in sports, Matt Cutt docked 3 points. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Democratic Union, DU, has expressed concern over what it describes as President Hakainde Hichilema's apparent lack of control over the funeral proceedings of the late former president, Edgar Chagwa Lungu. President Hichilema, during his national address on Thursday evening, ended the 14 days national mourning that government had initially accorded to former late president Edgar Chagwa Lungu, who died on the 5th of June in South Africa. Reacting to President Hichilema's address, Democratic Union DU President Akim Anthony Njovu described the situation as both disheartening and embarrassing for the nation. Mr. Njovu noted that it appears the president had no option but to cancel the official national mourning, citing unresolved differences between the government and the family of the late former president, Edgar Lungu. He added that the development not only reflects a breakdown in communication, but also raises concern about unity and leadership during a critical moment of national grief.
It's quite disheartening and embarrassing, I think, to the nation. We never expected that things would turn out like this. It seems he had no option but to call off the mourning, since the impasse is still there between the family and the government. But what we can urge is that let the family and the government engage each other so that we give a dignified send-off to our former president. I think we'd want to bury him in a dignified manner and also show him some love and dignity for the contribution that he made to this country. It's such a very delicate moment for us, and I feel bad for our president. I think it's quite a heavy load for him to carry.
United Party for National Development, UPND, Lusaka Province Chairman Ovias Mwaliteta says it is with great disappointment and embarrassment suffered following the failure of Zambia's former President Edgar Lungu's family to honour an officially agreed diplomatic arrangement. In a statement, Mr. Mwaliteta says no communication was issued to cancel, reschedule or explain the sudden absence, and that lack of accountability and coordination resulted in a public and costly diplomatic failure. He says the financial implications are significant, mobilizing national resources, deploying high-level personnel and creating space at a military airbase are all exercises that came at the cost of South African taxpayers. Mr. Mwalitata says such incidents undermine Zambia's credibility on the regional and global stage as it sends a troubling message about the seriousness in international relations and may cause South African counterparts to view Zambian institutions with diminished regard in future engagements.
Even more damaging is the diplomatic sellout. South Africans' gesture of goodwill and solidarity, an attempt to honor a former head of state for Zambia, was met with silence and absence. It was, in every sense, a diplomatic slap in the face. This incident undermines Zambia's credibility on the regional and the global stage. It sends a troubling message about our seriousness in international relations and many calls our South African counterparts to view Zambia institutions with a diminished regard in future engagements.
Zambia's ambassador to the Kingdom of Belgium, the Netherlands, the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, and the European Union, Mary Chirwa, has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to strengthening diplomatic and economic relations with Belgium. Speaking during the presentation of her letters of authority to His Majesty King Philip of Belgium at the Royal Palace, Ambassador Chirwa highlighted Zambia's long-standing peace and stability, noting that it remains the bedrock for economic growth and investment. She stated that Zambia offers one of the most attractive and secure investment destinations in Africa, with opportunities in mining, renewable energy, agriculture and health sectors. Ambassador Chirwa noted Zambia's strategic focus on the Lobito Corridor, a key transport and logistics route connecting Zambia to international markets. Now, still in local news, the Minister of Community Development and Social Services has officially launched the countdown to the 11th International Consultations of the Child Helplines Conference that is scheduled to take place in Livingstone from the 24th to the 26th of June 2025. Speaking at a media breakfast meeting, Minister Doreen Mwamba says the conference will place children's voices and safety at the center of global attention. Ms. Mwamba has appealed to the media to ensure communicate and spread awareness of the conference is spread to the general public. The conference will be hosted in partnership with Child Helpline International, PACRA, and key partners such as UNICEF, UNFPA, and Zambia National Bank.
It is my distinct honor and pleasure to welcome you to this special media breakfast as we officially launch the countdown to a landmark event for Zambia and the global child protection community, the 11th International Consultation of Child Helpline Conference, to be held in Livingstone from the 24th to the 26th of June 2025.
The Ministry of Health has launched the 2025 Child Health Week under the theme Building Resilient Health Systems for Universal Health Coverage, Leaving No Child Behind. Speaking at the launch, Minister of Health Dr. Elijah Mchima says the Government of Zambia through the Ministry of Health, key line ministries and cooperating partners is committed to